This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan now. Come on, Dan, let's go. We've got to get up, get down there where a few folks are standing around and waiting for the Old Trailblazer. And you folks out there on our radio audience, I wish I could hear from many of you. And I often tell you that I appreciate you praying for me, appreciate you helping me with the broadcast. And we always could use a little help. You know, we don't get on here and beg for money like a lot of folks do. But we just ask you to help us if you can. And I know the economy's in bad shape now, and I know that. And our offerings have fallen off some. But the Lord has supplied, and He's faithful. And we've never missed a broadcast on account of the money. We have to cut off a few stations now and then, but we hadn't done that lately. And we're bringing you these studies now on the total depravity of the human heart. See, I know that's not popular. I know we could get on here and preach the smooth things of the gospel, smooth things of the Bible, but the Lord won't allow us to do that. And the money would roll in here because people love to be patted on the back, and they love to be complimented, and they love to be told what a gracious person they are and all those. But I come here with God's word, and it says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So we're bringing you these gospel truths, the Bible as it is, to men as they are, and we're looking at error in the land today. And we're bringing you what the Lord wants us to bring. And we were looking in our last study there that some of the errors that's being taught now, first of all, total depravity is not being taught. I hear worldwide, world-famous evangelists on the radio and once in a while on the TV, and I don't hear them talking. I hear them talking about prosperity, and I hear them talking about the brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God, and I hear them talking about all of these things, you know, the soothing syrup. And I see a television audience once in a while, they got 25, 30,000 people, and they, preacher don't get down to where we live. He knows exactly how to do that. Manipulate, I call it. You know why? Because Satan controls so much of that, my friend. But we saw this error in our last study as we were going off the air. We saw that there's an error concerning salvation. Folks say, well, maybe a few people know when they're saved and how they were saved, but the vast majority know they don't know that. They just, one day they woke up to the fact that they loved the Lord and they loved the Bible and they loved the church and therefore they were saved. No, my friend, no greater lies ever came out of the bottomless pits of hell, right off of the hot breath of Satan. Salvation is not a waking up process. No, man, not that he's saved. It's a waking up process, all right, but it's a waking up process that he's lost, and that he's lost under the power of the Holy Spirit. He finds that he's lost. Now listen, let me just make a statement here. The Old Trailblazer, Pastor Shelton, used to say, hold your seat, we're going to jump a creek. Yeah, that's what he said. Hold your seat there, we're going to jump a creek, and you might get drowned. Let me drive this truth home. If you get nothing else out of this message, if you cannot go back to the time that you was awakened, saw yourself as a sinner, saw your guilty distance from God, you saw yourself, you admitted it to your heart that you were lost, that you were a sinner, and then took your place as a lost sinner. There's nothing you can do right at that moment to be saved. You can turn your heart over to Jesus, as they say, give your heart to Jesus. No. But if you can't go back to that time and saw that you needed mercy, ask for mercy, come to the Lord. If you don't have that knowledge, you're not saved. Every sinner out of Christ is lost, and you may pray till doomsday, Lord, if I'm lost, save me, and go on ifing your way into hell. But my friend, if you've ever been awakened to your lost condition, I ask you that. Have you ever seen yourself a lost sinner? If you read the Bible, everywhere you turn, it says, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Have you ever, you remember being dead? You ever remember being there, my friend, on the dunghill? Oh, my friend, every individual outside of Christ, before he's awakened, before he's admitted in his heart that he's lost, is on his way away from God. He's not getting closer and closer to God. Bible says in Isaiah 53, and have turned every man to his own way. That's the situation that we have right now. Every man is going after his own way. Every man thinks he's right. And Romans 3 says, they're all gone out of the way. It matters not whether you're in the pulpit, my friend. Just cause you in the pulpit, that doesn't mean you're saved. just because you went to some Bible college and they give you a little certificate or a diploma, it don't mean you're saved. Salvation is coming to know the Lord. You say, Trailblazer, you against everything? No, I'm just against everything that Satan puts in your path to keep you from coming to know the Lord. I'm against error. I preach against error, my friend. You say, what error are you talking about? I'm talking about the error that folks, well, just trust Jesus and you saved. I have people tell me on the phone, you know, that I trusted Jesus when I was 7 years old, and don't tell me I'm not saved. Well, I don't tell you that, but I asked you, have you ever seen yourself a sinner? Have you ever seen yourself a sinner? It matters not whether you're in the pulpit. If preacher don't. Just cause a preacher, my friend, a preacher puts his britches on just like the old trailblazer does. If you've never been awakened to your lost condition, seen yourself as a sinner, you're not saved. It matters not what arguments you put up. It doesn't matter what type of religious experience you've had. It matters not how young you might have been when you joined the church. Let me make this statement clear and plain. Every individual who ever gets saved, whether it's a child of 9 years old or a man of 90, that individual must be, has to be, awakened by the Holy Spirit out of that sleep of death and brought to see that he's lost and admit it and take his place before God as a lost sinner before he ever gets saved, before the Lord will forgive him. Pardon him for Christ's sake. Oh, I've had so many tell me, Pastor, I was so young when God saved me, I don't even remember anything about it. Then if you don't remember anything about it, how do you know you're saved? Oh, listen, I wouldn't want to go out into eternity on that, would you? Would you want to go out in eternity on that, my friend? I told you the old trailblazer came from a non-religious home. My parents weren't religious. I had no religious training, never went to church, never went to Sunday school. And after I got married and started going to a little old church with my wife to make her happy, and joined that little old church one night after revival, 2 or 3 days of revival services, joined the church, little old young preacher whom I'd gone to school with, and he told me I was saved, shook his hand and told me I was saved, and baptized me and another guy. I was ready to go out into eternity. I didn't know I was a sinner. I didn't know that Christ died for sinners. I just joined that church. I just joined that little Baptist church, mostly to make my wife happy and other folks. But my friend, if the Lord had left me there, praise the Lord, he didn't leave me there. Praise the Lord, he's never left me. He kept his hand upon me. And wasn't long after that, the Holy Spirit, I call it come alongside of me by the preaching of the gospel. I heard the old-fashioned preaching under Pastor Shelton's ministry, and I heard the gospel for the first time that I was a sinner. Boy, it was a revelation to me, a startling thing that I was a sinner. And that's why it doesn't bother me if you get mad at my preaching. If I tell you the Bible says you're a sinner, I'm just telling you the truth. You get mad and you take it out on somebody. You can't take it out on me because you can't get to me. You write me a snotty letter. But my friend, the greatest thing that ever happens is to be awakened, to be shown that you're wrong. You're going down the road in the wrong, with the wrong spirit and the wrong attitude and the wrong evidence of going, making your way towards heaven. And then the Lord comes along, the Holy Spirit does, with the light of the gospel and shines it into your heart. And lets you see that you are a lost sinner, alienated from God. My friend, that's a great thing. That's something to shout and praise the Lord for. That's what happened to me. I know it was with me. I do it. But then now I hear folks say, well, I was so young, I don't know. But listen, if you don't remember how the Lord saved you, you're not saved. Now, I wouldn't want to go out into eternity on your testimony. And then I've had others say, well, I know I'm saved, Trailblazer. I just can't say it like you do. How otherwise can you say it? Except once lost and now saved. Oh, my friend, I was going away from God and I didn't know it. But the Lord showed it to me. If you cannot stand and sing that song, Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost and now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. because you're singing a song you don't know what it means. I'm sure there's multitudes on a given Sunday sings that song, and it doesn't mean a thing in this world to them. It doesn't. It's just like singing in Chinese or Japanese or something. They don't know what you're singing about. And I know once in a while I go to a funeral in a strange church somewhere, and I look the song books up, and I thumb through them, and you won't find any blood songs in them. Oh, you won't find. You might find Amazing Grace and What a Friend We Have in Jesus, but the rest of them are contemporary songs. I heard a song at a funeral the other day. I had no idea what the words were. And then they sung Amazing Grace, and they changed the words to it, changed the tune to it, because they don't know no better. They don't know any different. Christ is not real to their heart. Or is Christ a living reality to your heart? I know what we do. We're in the flesh. We shake and tremble, and I know that. But down deep at night, down deep inside at night, when you go to bed or sit out on the back porch and look up into the starry skies, can you look up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old sinner like me? Like this old sinner? Like the old trailblazer? Can you say that, my friend? It doesn't matter who you are, what you are. It doesn't matter the problems, the heartaches, the trials. The Lord said, I won't put more on you than you can bear. He does. Did you know we're his child? I brought a message the other night on us being the apple of God's eye. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Do you know anything about that, my friend? Or are you just a church member? Did you know you're totally depraved? You have no goodness. You have nothing to offer the Lord. You might be a seminary graduate. You might be whatever. But, my friend, you might have all them DDs and PhDs behind your name. There won't be none of that in heaven. You just be an old sinner saved by grace. Oh, my friend, saved by grace. Isn't that a gracious thought? Saved by grace. Are you saved? Can you look up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving this old sinner? Name yourself. You ever go in the bathroom and look in the mirror and say, am I saved? I asked my old trucker friends out there on the highway. When you get down on the brake truck stop up there and take a break, when you hang down off of that cab, that big old mirror there on the side of your truck, look in that thing and say, am I saved? If I don't get back home tonight to my wife and children, will I go to heaven? If this old thing blows up and explodes and I get killed, will I go to heaven? Ask yourself that, my friend. That's the greatest thing in the world to do. Check up on your salvation. Check up on your foundation. Check up on your salvation to know. You can know. You can know that you're saved. Oh, my friend, I won't say that you don't tremble and shake. I do. I often do. But, my friend, I know beneath it all there's a solid rock. Christ, my solid rock. That's one of the names of our blessed Lord. He's our covert in the time of storm. He's our blessed Redeemer. He's our all in all, my friend. Remember, the old Trailblazer's address, Post Office Box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. Till next time, goodbye and God bless you. If you missed part of today's broadcast or would like a recording, the old Trailblazer broadcast is now available for download to your phone, to your iPad or computer via podcast. Find out more about our podcast by visiting our website at radiomissions.org. That's radiomissions.org.